This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In 1978, Marshall Wisco had a little booklet printed which he called The Steam Whistle. It was sold as a souvenir at the Northland Steam Threshing Bee. Marshall passed away July 26, 1979. His widow, Viona, submitted a story from that booklet for publication in the Heritage Book, published by Roseau County Historical Society in 1992. I'll read that story today. The Northland Steam Threshing Bee became a reality on October 17, 1965. The idea began around 1897. I was then about 4 years old and became fascinated with the steam engine. It has had a big place in my heart ever since. For hours, I would sit in or on the toolbox and watch it run. While living near Chandler, Minnesota in 1895, my father, Fred Wisco, bought his first steamer. It was called the Giant. 14 horsepower engines at that time were more crudely made than now. In 1904, when we moved to Roseau County, we sold this engine. In 1906, my dad and two neighbors, Joe Marsh and Ed Vasura, bought a 20 horsepower steam threshing outfit. Both engine and separator were built by Case. Dad was the engineer, Ed the separator man, and Joe the tank man. Later, Ed and Joe sold their shares to Rasmus and Peter Lawrenson. In 1911, I became the steam engineer and tried hard to be as good as Dad, but in a short while, Dad sold his share to the Lawrensons. Later that fall, we bought another threshing outfit, a new 3060 Rumley separator, and a used 26 horsepower advanced compound straw burner. We started threshing in August, and the firemen worked a little more than 100 days that year. Jobs were small, usually from half a day to a day and a half. We used this outfit for 5 years. In 1916, we sold the engine and bought a 75 horsepower replacement. In 1915, I bought a portable sawmill, which we moved from job to job. We powered the mill with steam. We used it every year up to the present. In 1930, we quit the steamer and a gas tractor took over. The steam engine then was idle until 1965, when my grandchildren persuaded me to overhaul and reflue it. I managed to get flues from a locomotive in International Falls, and the rebuilding began. That fall, my sons pulled out the old Minnesota binder and cut and shocked a couple loads of oats bundles. On Sunday, October 17, 1965, we fired up the steamer and threshed all afternoon. Many friends and relatives came to see the show. Later we heard people say, if I had known about it, I would have been there to see the steamer run. The next fall, we advertised another get-together for September 18, 1966. Our neighbors joined in. They brought their antique machinery and household articles, and so began the Northland Threshing Bee. The Case steamer, around which the threshing bee is built, was first bought by the Running Brothers of Strathcona in 1910. In 1916, Wisco and Sons bought it from them. In 1923, when I took over the farm, it became my possession. We used the engine for road work, clearing land, threshing, and to power the sawmill. While threshing, we were often stuck with this 12-ton machine. There were many sloughs to cross, and roads were poor, with many unsafe bridges. We also got stuck where sand was loose and deep. Then we would have to get posts and timbers under the wheels for support and traction. Once, when crossing a rather deep ditch in the Thief Lake area, we were halfway across when the bridge broke. Brother Dewey was driving, and I hollered at him to open it up. Then the wheels caught in a bridge timber, and that got us out. We were scared, for had it landed in the bottom of the ditch, it would have been serious. We threshed at neighbors for miles around, and because there was so much stack threshing in those early years, we ran until late fall. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.